Good afternoon. An Alberta Clipper and its associated Arctic front will head in our direction during the day today, bringing an increase in cloud cover and also the chance for snow showers by the end of the afternoon and through the evening. High temperatures will be in the lower 20s out ahead of the front. After that front blasts through, more snow showers tonight and plummeting temperatures. Readings will go back down through the teens and into the single digits. Some locations will even go below zero by early Saturday morning. The wind will only get stronger as we go through the day on Saturday, and temperatures will hold put in the single digits and maybe even drop some toward or below zero during the afternoon, creating wind chill values to between 25 and 40 below, with some places across the higher terrain seeing wind chill values as low as 50 below zero on Saturday afternoon and into the evening. Overnight Saturday night, the wind will persist and temperatures will drop down to between 0 and 15 below, with wind chills again down lower than that and in the dangerous category. The wind will tend to relax during the day on Sunday. We'll have full sunshine with high pressure in control, but temperatures will not respond much, only getting back into the single digits to near 10 above. The wind chill's not as bad, though, in the afternoon on Sunday. A bigger rebound with a southerly wind developing on Monday back into the 20s with some snow showers. And a more potent storm will head our way on Tuesday, but it may be warm enough by then in the 30s to produce a mixture of rain and snow. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, cold front sweeping across the Great Lakes will produce moderate to locally heavy lake-effect snow into the weekend. An additional 6 to 10 inches of snow is possible in the favorable downwind areas of the Great Lakes, and winter storm warnings are out in western parts of lower Michigan, and lake effect snow warnings for the snow belts of Ohio, Pennsylvania, and western and central New York. At the same time, a weak area of low pressure will move off the South Carolina coast this morning and bring some light snow and freezing rain to portions of eastern North Carolina. Winter storm warnings are in effect all the way down to the Outer Banks. The low is forecast to move well off the U.S. East Coast, but may still clip down East Maine with up to a foot of snow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Riverside, Woodland Hills, and Fillmore, all in California, to a low of 35 below zero at Cotton, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds in the mid-20s, Boston increasing clouds in the lower 20s, and in Buffalo, snow and blowing snow with 5 to 8 inches accumulation during the day and highs in the lower 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees, the average low, 17. The record high, 55, set in 1932, and the record low, 16 below zero in 1979. Sunrise this morning, 6:57 a.m., sunset this evening at 5:22 p.m., 10 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the teens to around 20. Mostly cloudy and breezy with more snow showers tonight, 5 above to 10 below zero. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-20s. Cloudy and breezy with snow showers tonight and lows in the lower teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers today, highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with more snow showers tonight, lows near zero. For the southern Catskills, Deconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Cloudy and breezy with snow showers tonight, lows 5 to 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds with light snow showers later today and highs in the lower 20s. Cloudy and breezy with snow showers tonight, 5 to 10 above zero. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and bitter cold, temperatures falling through the single digits towards zero, with wind chills as low as 40 to 50 below. Sunny but frigid Sunday, about 10 above, Mostly cloudy. Chance of snow showers mid-20s Monday. Snow or a rain-snow mix Tuesday in the mid to upper 30s. Breezy and colder snow showers Wednesday, lower 30s, and sunny but cold in the lower 20s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.